welcome to the MTP Connect podcast. I'm Caroline Jewell. I'm delighted to bring you another episode of this special series coming to you from Bio 2023 in Boston. We headed to Sanofi's mRNA Center of Excellence, located in Greater Boston, for a tour and to find out more about the company's R&D plans for vaccine development at the new Translational Science Hub being set up in Queensland. I'm here with Frank DeRosa. Frank's the Chief Technology Officer and Global Head of Research for Sanofi's mRNA Center of Excellence, and we're just outside of Boston. Welcome to the MTP Connect podcast, Frank.
Thank you very much for having me.
So tell us what Sanofi is up to at the moment.
Sanofi's up to a lot of things, I will say. And what you're talking about here is a global healthcare company focused on developing medicines across a number of different applications, including immunological applications, rare disease, oncology, and of course, vaccines. And the goal really is about a large focus on public health and chasing those miracles of science, which is exactly what we're doing.
So I've just had a tour of the mRNA facilities here, which has just been really mind-blowing. It's a really exciting time for science and for health at the moment. And tell us what you do here at this particular site.
This site here is focused on is the development of our messenger RNA technology platform. So we do everything end-to-end in this site, as well as a couple of others across the globe here, part of our mRNA Center of Excellence, which involves the development all the way from early stage research through preclinical studies to manufacturing to clinical trials, et cetera.
So there's been some really exciting news for Australia just recently. Sanofi developing a translational science hub in Queensland. Can you tell us more about that?
Absolutely. This is something we're very excited about, actually. So this is an effort we kicked off in collaboration with the Queensland government, with the University of Queensland and Griffith University there. And so we're trying to form a real strong partnership together to help propel this technology, to help build the biotech ecosystem in Queensland and around.
And what does that sort of look like? What's that going to involve?
So it involves three main pillars, the first of which is we are very excited about developing a chlamydia vaccine in particular. And so there's a strong effort going on there. That's one pillar as we partner with the members of Queensland. A second effort is about platform development. So how do we build this mRNA technology? How do we build this platform? How do we learn and develop this technology even quicker? And the third part is about really being part of and linking up and joining forces with the biotech ecosystem within Queensland there.
Wow, that sounds amazing. Having this sort of international collaboration with Australia is a really exciting thing. We're talking about sort of connections to the US and France.
Yes, that is correct. So this, again, Sanofi is a global company, so there's a lot of different expertise around the globe within this company. We try to take advantage of that, of course, and we want to link that with the expertise and the great science that's happening in Queensland, both from a biotech standpoint as well as from an academic standpoint. And that touches a lot of different areas. So that can touch biology, immunology, devices, whatever it may be. And so we're looking at that now. We recognize the expertise that is there. We want to join forces. We want to capitalize on that. We want to share our expertise as well to really help strengthen both our efforts in terms of drug development, but also the ecosystem there in Queensland.
We're looking forward to hearing more about the TSH, and hopefully we'll be in touch, you know, over the coming months to see how that's all panning out in Queensland. So thank you, Frank, for joining the MTP Connect podcast.
No problem. My pleasure. Thank you very much.
That was Frank DeRosa, Sanofi's Chief Technology Officer and Global Head of Research. Next up, we find out more about setting up the Translational Science Hub in Queensland in partnership with Griffith University, the University of Queensland, and the Queensland Government. I'm here with Jean-François Toussaint, Sanofi's Global Head of Vaccine R&D. It's great to be here at Sanofi, just outside of Boston.
My pleasure and welcome in Boston. Glad you could see our lab and our fantastic team that we have here.
Yeah, we've had an amazing tour of your facilities here today. And I understand there's been a bit of excitement at the site because you've signed an MOU with the Queensland government today. Could you tell us a little about that?
Sure. Actually, we have initiated a discussion with Queensland partners. And you know, in Queensland, the good thing is that it's a one-team Queensland. So, of course, we're signing an MOU with the government, but also with our partner, very much aware of where we're going. It's an MOU where we want to consider manufacturing clinical material based on the mRNA technology in Brisbane. And the idea is to accelerate discovery, innovation, and evaluation of the new potential candidate in humans. So accelerating the whole value chain in mRNA discovery, actually.
How does that link into the translational science hub that you are setting up in Queensland?
Sure. So the translational science hub was a first step, of course, of our partnership. And we have been doing clinical trials in Queensland and Australia for a long time. But what we wanted to do there is making sure that we could increase the volume of activities, increase the intensity of the relationship. And actually, Translational Science Hub was aimed at conducting clinical trials to test multiple generations of mRNA.
Could you tell us a little more about how you're going to power up the TSH?
Yeah, so of course, we have a vision of having people in Australia at the TSH, and we have opened quite a few recruitments. Quite a few jobs have been advertised already, and I'm very happy to see that now we have hired our first people, and very happy to realize that, yes, we were convinced, but having the facts is always better. We can find the right talent in Australia. Australian people that have been trained, that know what they are doing, having the top-notch expertise, who can contribute to the global vision. And quite a few have joined us, and I'm very happy. And I'm sure that there will be other in the upcoming weeks and months.
Oh, that's great news. And why Queensland?
Actually, we were looking for a place, and we've been considering quite a few before electing the TSH in Queensland. We decided to go with Queensland based on the relationship we've built over there, and certainly what we could see in terms of infrastructure. You know, the government has been investing heavily in infrastructure. Then they invested in having the right talents and the right equipment over there. So we felt it was getting to a mature state where we could come and contribute with our part. Not only they invested in all of that, but they also invested in creating bonds between the different teams. Be it the different academic in Queensland are working together like nowhere, so it's very important, working with the government as well. And we believe that this ecosystem is really highly welcoming for a company like us to really come, bring, contribute with our part and also helping the ecosystem to grow further.
So your vision for the TSH, can you share a little bit of that?
Sure. So we are still in the early stage. So for sure now we want to deliver and play our part in building the ecosystem. We want to bring clinical trials over there. We want to bring the mRNA expertise in Brisbane. The next step, and this is a MOU we signed this morning, is about manufacturing the clinical material over there. And then, of course, we have also initiated quite a few collaboration with Griffith University, with University of Queensland about new targets and also deep understanding on how mRNA function. So at the end, if everything plays out, the dream would be to have an integrated value chain where we can discover and develop vaccines in Queensland.
And you're part of the global R&D effort for Sanofi, you're really driving that. Obviously, you're going to have some team members based in Queensland as well as part of that global team. That's really exciting for Australia to have those types of roles being based in Queensland.
Yeah, so actually, it's not that we will. We have now already some teams that are joining us in Brisbane, so that's extremely exciting. You know, the time when people were developing a molecule or vaccine in their own labs alone is done. That doesn't exist anymore. Nor, if we want to bring better medicine, better vaccine, we need to have cross-functional team, multiple disciplines. You need to have exchange of ideas. You need to leverage big data. And you can only do that when you are part of the ecosystem. So if we want to be part of that ecosystem, having people, boots on the ground, people there interacting with the local people is important. And again, taking some information and giving back, so playing our part as well.
We can't wait to hear more about what's going to happen at the TSH in Queensland. Thank you so much for joining the MTP Connect podcast today, Jean-François. It's been a pleasure.
My pleasure. Thanks for coming here. Thanks for visiting us and safe trip back.
Our special thanks to Sanofi's team for welcoming MTP Connect to the company's mRNA Centre of Excellence in Greater Boston to talk about mRNA vaccine R&D and the new Translational Science Hub being set up in Queensland. You've been listening to the MTP Connect podcast. Thanks for listening to the show. Don't forget to subscribe. And if you love what you heard, please give us a review and help us spread the word. Until next time.